There she is in all her glory, Natasha Bedingfield, inviting you to strip her. Well, that's the title of the song. I don't know. I just read what's in front of me. In fact, I'm reading a fabulous story about a fountain of youth, Sauvignon Blanc. Is that what you need, the fountain of youth? Aha! Got good stuff coming up for you right now, because it is time to introduce you to the Tops at Lifestyle Wine of the Week with Eamon Darley. Lovely to see you again, Eamon.
Thanks, Dave. It's good
I
to be here
missed
again.
You last week, but I heard you on the radio all the way from the big smoke in Gauteng. It sounded actually very, very festive, and I got to say, our little radio station compares extremely favorably to whatever is available on the dial, across the dial. And we did a bit of that listening. You sounded marvelous. And today we're going to be introducing the Fountain of Youth Sauvignon Blanc 2022. What can you tell us about it?
Dave, if we leave out Sauvignon Blanc and just say the Fountain of Youth, well, it's just totally different. It's just, you just want to drink this wine. But it's not going to make you any younger. That's the problem.
Well, then
the Fountain of Youth is basically a small stream that was discovered at the farm by Anton Villion.
There you go.
I'm getting used to this Afrikaans name. So he founded
Sir Antoine Villion. I like that. Sir Antoine Villion. How does that work? That a Suid-Afrikaner becomes a sir. It's happened a few times in history.
It has. And apparently, at a later stage after the farm was founded, he actually was a senator in the South African government at the time, back in the early 1900s, I believe.
Okay.
If you go back in history. But going back to the wine and the stream that he discovered at the farm, he had it piped to his residence, and because the water was so crystal clear, he called it Fountain of Youth.
Okay.
And that's where you get the name from. And not only that, Dave, the farm is also known for its fabulous orchards as well, that they have apples and pears, many hectares given over to apples and pears.
So it's a real productive fruit farm.
Fruit farm as well, as being that was originally grown there before the vines.
Mm.
And they also do flowers.
Okay.
Can you believe it? It's very diverse, the farm. So they do flowers as well, chrysanthemums as well, and they export a lot of the chrysanthemums overseas as well.
So this is the Oak Valley Estate.
Oak Valley Estate.
In which part of the country are we talking?
Wouldn't
be the Free State, I don't think.
No. Oh, gee. Not yet. I don't think climate change has gone that far yet.
It's coming. It's coming.
Away, yeah. It's slowly getting there. Maybe they can maybe grow lots of stone fruit up that direction, possibly. But we're here right in, you're right in the middle of the Grunlandberg Mountains. So it's a high range of mountains, and the farm is basically high up around 500 meters above altitude. So the Sauvignon Blancs really... The Sauvignon Blanc really adopts to this because it's a real cool climate, Elgin.
It looks pretty rugged and rather harsh.
And rather harsh, yes. It is, when you look at the, if you look at pictures of the farm, it does look like that. But it's, they make some beautiful wines there, and then you get around 20, 25 kilometers from the sea. So you get that from the Atlantic Ocean. So you get those cool winds coming in, and then the clouds come in over the vineyards as well. So it's got, it's like coated in a cloud.
Almost a microclimate.
Yes. Yeah. And then they have another wine that they make as well. It's called Beneath the Clouds. So they do Beneath the Clouds Chardonnay. So when you actually look at the vineyards in the morning time, you can't see the vines. They're underneath a big cloud. So that's where some of the names originate from at the farm.
Well, I tell you what we're going to do now is we're going to open the bottle and have a little dram. Or a slug or a dop, and we will come back on the other side, and I will give you an honest opinion as to what it is that we're tasting, so that you know that you're safe to go to Tops on the weekend and peruse. I know that you'll have an opportunity, no doubt, to try before you buy as well, but this will be your preliminary. So on the other side of John Mayer, we'll be back.
Never seen the sun before.
there singing about the wild blue. It couldn't have been written more perfectly for the wine we are tasting. It's the Fountain of Youth, Sauvignon Blanc. It comes from the Elgin Valley, and it is, as Eamon described, quite extraordinary. Sauvignon Blanc is, well, for the right occasion, at the right temperature, it is a delight. And this one, I'm reading you the tasting notes. On the nose, there is an abundance of lemongrass, blackcurrant, green fig, and melon. The palate has a great balance of acidity and fruit sweetness, with the abundant grapefruit, papaya, mango, and granadilla, all that coming through. And as you pointed out, Eamon, we certainly gave this one a whirl about a year back.
Yes, Dave, yes.
It was equally correct. Delightful, but it was a little more acidic last time we
that's
tasted
correct.
It has mellowed in a year.
Yes, it's developed more in the bottle, Dave. I think it's become more elegant.
Yeah.
So that acidity has basically nearly gone from there. It's still slight there, but very, very, very slightly there. But the fruit has developed more.
Delightfully easy drinking wine at this point in time and at this temperature. It's nicely chilled.
Mm.
And on a hot day like today, it is an absolute
perfect
joy.
It is. Wonderful. Stunning.
So there it is. It's from the cool climate of Elgin, resulting in the delayed ripening time. The Sauvignon Blanc is allowed to mature in the vineyard, where the warmer regions don't have that luxury. And that's where you get this rather surprisingly good Fountain of Youth, straight out of the bottle, available at Tops at Lifestyle. Get it while it's available, because it's not going to last long.
We're on the current vintage at the moment is 2022. So I did have a chat with them at the farm and with their representative, Simone, and Jacques Duplessis, who is the winemaker, has let us know that the 23 vintage will be released in a couple of weeks' time.
Ah.
So also going to be very, very good.
Was a good year, was it?
Very, very good, he said. So we're just hoping now it's going to be, I'm sure it's going to be the same as the 22.
Okay.
I'm sure it's going to be the same as 2022 vintage.
It will be equally delightful, do you reckon?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That's something to look forward to. Now, as per regular, I know that you do your tasting on the weekend. Are you going to be tasting this?
Yes, Dave. Definitely. Saturday and Sunday between 12 and 2 on both days in store. And it's not badly priced for a good Sauvignon Blanc at $125 a bottle.
Okay, now that we can drink all day long. That's
perfect.
Lovely. That's super. It's a quality wine, good price, and available at Tops at Lifestyle right now. Go get it. Now, top tip, it's first Thursday. I believe you're on duty.
Yes, on duty again. Now, it's first Thursdays again, Dave, at the gallery. We will be tasting tonight, so anybody out there who likes a good glass of Pinotage or Sauvignon Blanc, we will be hosting, we'll be doing Bears Kloof, the range of Bears Kloof Pinotages.
Okay.
And we'll have some Sauvignon Blancs there, Creation Sauvignon Blanc, Bon Courage Sauvignon Blanc, Natida Cab, Fat Bastard Golden Reserve, and a speciality, one of the Bears Kloof, Krebelt. It's a new Pinotage from the farm, so we're going to be tasting that.
So that's
as
all
well.
Available at the studios
at the
Lifestyle
studios
Center.
That we're going to be tasting this evening
until
8 o'clock
this evening.
Until up till 8. Yeah. Correct. Correct.
So there'll be live music to accompany the wine, and there'll be some good food available as well. Some art to enjoy. The shops are all open. It is the first Thursday. A chance for you to connect, as they say, with your tribe, you know, your kind of people.
And our competition, Dave, is still up for, our golf bag is still up for grabs.
Okay.
In store. So you've got best part, there's over 3-4 weeks to go till the 29th of October. So you have the Flextech golf bag worth around 5,000 displayed at the front of the store. All you have to do is purchase a bottle of that delicious Glenmorangie 10-year-old bourbon cask for $5.49. Write your name, your phone number on the back of the tail slip, put it in the box, and you're in it.
If you're a golfer and a whiskey drinker,
yes,
you've got to enter this one, because, well, even if you don't win the golf bag, you're going to have a super bottle of scotch. Is it scotch or Irish whiskey?
It's scotch. And
it
so,
is.
Yeah.
See, that's going to show what I know about.
Yeah, so even if they don't win on Saturdays, you may as well have the Glenmorangie to soothe their woes.
It'll ameliorate the bitterness of losing.
I'm telling you.
But someone's going to be delighting in the joy of having won that. Fabulous, Eamon. So anything else to report before we say cheers for another week?
Just that next week, Dave, I won't be here. I'll be away. I'll be in the Cape looking for some
hunting some hot
discoveries. I'll be looking for some nice wines for our store to discover on what's not available here in KZN or anywhere else, and hopefully I can pick something up down there and bring back to KZN for us.
And send us pics, because we love to follow the adventures of the wine
and
hunter.
Mark, our new store manager, will be standing in for me, which is next week, Thursday. So he's going to be doing something totally different. He's going to be doing an aperitif, a new French aperitif, which has just been launched on the market called Lele. And I've tasted it, and I think it's very, very good.
What is it called?
Lele.
Oh, like a lily, but with a strange...
With a French term, I say Lele. Normally you say...
Oh, so be French, so French, like my
We would pronounce it Lelette, but they say Lele.
Okay. There was a range of feminine hygiene products of the same name. We won't go there, because otherwise it will ruin the experience. All right. Raymond has been lovely, as I say. We'll catch up in a week's time. Oh, no, we won't. You'll be in the Cape. 2 weeks time. Look forward to that.
Thanks, Dave.
And don't forget, of course, it's first Thursday. Catch Eamon and the wine that's on offer at the studios this afternoon. The wine brought to you proudly by Tops at Lifestyle, the afternoon show.